five bell. Stand by all stations.
Attention, all districts. A five-alarm fire. Five bells. Move in immediately.
That's it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Firefighters.
Presenting Firefighters, the true-to-life story of our unsung heroes who stand ready to ride by day or night against our most murderous enemy, the demon of fire. In just a minute, we'll hear Tim Collins make his final report to Chief Cody on the preparations for the fire prevention play at Northside School, the play the Firefighters Brigade is to stage for the whole school and for important guests, including the mayor and the Commerce Club. But first, here's a report for you. Let's go, firefighters. Let's go to headquarters of the fire department, where you remember Tim Collins has just made a surprise announcement. It came soon after the chief asked the young fireman.
Collins, how are the plans for that fire prevention play coming along?
Oh, slick as a whistle, Chief Cody. Dress rehearsal today, and day after tomorrow, the final performance.
Good. This means a lot to me, Collins, and to our program for fire prevention. If the brigade can show the mayor and the Commerce Club just how common hazards can threaten loss of life and property, well...
Oh, we'll put this play across, Chief, and wait till you hear the surprise ending.
Oh, surprise, huh? Something you haven't told me yet?
Oh, we've been saving it, sir. You see, the whole play leads up to one point.
Yes, I know. You explained all that. There on the stage, you show a normal household surrounded by fire hazards they never get around to cleaning up.
Until in Act 3, fire breaks out.
Well, how are you going to handle that? You don't want any real flame on the stage, Colin.
Oh, no, Chief. We've thought of that. The stage will be pitch black except for special effects. Huh? Red lights, flickering streaks of blaze from the spotlights, all kinds of noises.
Sounds like the real thing without the smoke.
Oh, well, you see it, Chief. Especially when the firemen come on stage.
That's your kid brother Jimmy and Whitey Williams?
Yes, sir. In turnout coats and helmets and hauling a hose line. You see, there's a hose backstage at the school, of course, and the kids will drag it on, fighting their way through all this noise and flickering red light, and then Jimmy yells,
"Water, charge that line!"
That's it. And then down comes the curtain.
Well, don't we see how the fire turns out?
Oh, that's where the surprise ending comes in. Down comes the curtain, and out in front of it steps a member of the fire department.
Yeah?
And he winds up the whole show with a short speech on how many homes are in danger just because people are careless about ordinary fire hazards.
Hey, that's good, Collins. That's very good. Gives us a chance to drive home the lesson.
I thought you'd like it, sir.
Well, who's going to make this speech for the fire department? You?
No, Chief. You.
What's that?
Now, Chief, think a minute. This is important.
No, I won't. I refuse. I never make speeches. No, I won't do it.
Now, Chief, I've seen you get up and make a speech to calm a panic.
No. Only an emergency. Why, I'd sooner swim through the blazing lake.
All right, Chief. You can sit out front with the mayor.
Make a speech in cold blood. Oh, Collins, you're trying to wreck my nervous system. Oh, you'll have to find somebody else.
Tim Collins, knowing Chief Cody's modesty, doesn't urge him to take the star part in the performance, nor does he engage another speaker. Though on the day of the play itself, as he stands backstage, he still has no clear plan for inducing the chief to address the audience, even though his brother Jimmy demands.
Hey, Tim, who's going to make the speech?
I still hope we can get Chief Cody to tackle it, Jimmy. He knows just what he ought to say about fire prevention.
Well, how about the principal, if Chief Cody still won't?
Hey, that's an idea. Jimmy, could you sneak out into the audience and ask him?
Gosh, no. I'm on stage crew, Tim. I gotta stay here and work the curtain.
That's right, until the third act when you go on as a fireman. Well, I guess... Hey!
Huh?
Who runs the curtain up and down for the third act? You can't. You're a fireman on the stage.
Oh, golly. Oh, can you run the curtain for the third act?
No. I'll be at the wrong side of the stage. I've got to be where I can signal the boys with the lights and the sound effects.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, there's Mr. Jensen, the janitor. Yeah, Mr. Jensen.
Yeah? Who wants Jensen, the janitor?
We do. And how we want him. Look, Mr. Jensen.
Hey, watch it.
Huh?
Time to start. Curtain's gone up. Places, everybody.
Come on, Mr. Jensen. Let's get out in the corridor where we can talk.
All right.
Yeah, we won't be in the way here.
So, be hard in somebody's way. Jensen don't get to see the show.
Oh, you'll see it all right, Mr. Jensen. But look, tell me, you know how to run that curtain up and down?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Many times for the play I do this.
Oh, fine. Now, you know that part in the third act where the firemen haul the hose out on the stage?
Yeah. It's a fire. Jensen pulled it off.
No. Not a real fire. Look, you saw the rehearsal, didn't you? When we tried out the red lights and stuff to make it look like a fire?
No. No rehearsal. Janitor is a busy business. No time for...
Oh, good grief. Gee, if you don't know how the play goes, you... I've got it.
Yeah? You got something good?
Yes, sir. Now, look, here's how we can do it. When it's time for the third act to start, I'll signal you from the other side of the stage like this.
Uh-huh. So... the arm goes up, and up goes the curtain, yeah?
Yeah.
And for down comes the curtain. Soon, down comes the arm.
Right.
You leave it to Jensen. Up is up. Down is down. Yeah, this I remember. Now you let Jensen go inside, watch those kids.
So Tim Collins and Mr. Jensen, the janitor, watch from backstage as the play develops. And just before curtain time for Act 3, Mr. Jensen explained...
Oh, look at such little firemen.
It's only me and Whitey Williams, Mr. Jensen. We're firemen in this act.
Oh, here, what you do with that hose?
That's the hose they're going to drag onto the stage, Mr. Jensen. No danger, as long as nobody fools with the valve up on the pipe there.
But it's real fire hose for real fire.
Yeah, well, it's all right. I'll fold it properly afterwards. I'll put it back in the rack here myself.
I don't like these fires. Not on stages, not in schools.
But, Mr. Jensen, I told you, it's not a real fire. It's all done with red electric lights, filters and stuff.
Hey, Tim, you better get going.
Okay. Now, look, I'm going over to the other side of the stage. Now, you be ready, Mr. Jensen. Watch for my signal.
Yeah. Up goes the arm, up goes the curtain. I do just what you fellas say.
All set, fellas. Ready to cut loose with those lights now. The fire noises. All right, let's go. Here goes the curtain.
At the other side of the stage, Jensen sees Tim's arm go up and raises the curtain to reveal the darkened stage.
All right, bring in the firelight. Good. Now the sound. Give us that crackling noise. That's it, build it up. All right. Now the fire siren. Now, come on, Jimmy. Wake up over there.
As if he could hear Tim, Jimmy, in turnout coat and helmet, stumbles onto the stage, dragging the fire hose as the red lights flicker wildly and the offstage sounds reach a climax.
Partner, this is a tough one. Keep down below the smoke. We gotta find the seat of the blaze.
As the pretended fire becomes a wild carnival of blazing lights, Mr. Jensen, the janitor, stares in alarm at the scene on the stage.
Oh, it's a fire! It's a fire on the stage in the school!
Fire! Start the line! Send that water!
Yeah, water! I send the water!
I said water! Golly, Mr. Jensen, that means bring down the curtain! Send that water along!
Yeah, I turn the one! Here she comes! Here comes the water!
Hey, no! Hey, the hose is alive!
Turn it off! Turn off the water!
Curtain, bring down that curtain! You're drowning the audience! Come on!
Yeah, the curtain! Come down the curtain!
Turn off the water! Turn it off, quick!
Okay. He's turned off. Fire is out, yeah?
Yeah, fire is out, yeah. So are we. Oh, luck.
Oh, gee, if I hadn't had a good grip on that hose. Gee, Tim, it threw me around like a great big wild snake.
Oh, good grief, we sprayed the whole audience. Oh, we'll never live this down, not if we live for a...
Hey, Tim, listen. Huh? Listen, somebody's up front on the stage, out front of the curtain.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of Northside School, distinguished guests.
What do you know? Chief Cody to the rescue.
But he hates making a speech.
Yeah, except in an emergency, and boy, this is an emergency. Listen, maybe he can talk us out of the doghouse.
Can Chief Cody turn this unfortunate situation into a success for his fire prevention campaign? Tim Collins and Jimmy wait with their fingers crossed and their hearts in their mouths. because Mr. Jensen's misplaced effort to help has certainly backfired. But the chief has come forward, and you'll hear what he has to say when you listen to our next true-to-life episode of The Firefighters. In just a moment, Chief Bob Cody will tell you, boys and girls, how you can help the firefighters in your own town. But first, here is a message you ought to hear. And now, Chief Bob Cody with a special notice for the Firefighters Brigade. Chief Cody.
Hello, boys and girls. This is Chief Cody telling you this time about the duties of the rescue company. Members of this company must be firefighters experienced with all the tools used anywhere in the department. And in addition, they must know first aid, a smattering of a dozen different mechanical trades, even something about deep sea diving. In short, they must be prepared to save life anywhere, at any time, by any means whatever. That's the job. And a man in the rescue company learns to think of his own life as just something he risks for the protection of others. Now remember that when you hear the engines roll. So long for now. You'll be hearing from me soon.
Fire Chief Cody and the young rookie fireman Tim Collins will be back on the same station the next time you hear...
That's it. Let's go!
Let's go! Firefighters! Firefighters is a copyrighted feature of William F. Holland Productions.